And welcome back to SharePoint Server 2013 Best Practices. That's Brian Alderman. I'm Christopher Harrison. And we just took a look at doing the installation. But as we all know, whenever it comes to any piece of software, that there's always going to be updates to that software in the forms of cumulative updates and hotfixes and service packs and, you know, all of these different things. And you know, sometimes it can get rather confusing. So,
absolutely.
You know, what do we need to know and what do we really actually need to focus in on deploying and when? And you know, I've got a lot of questions, Brian. Can you help me out here?
Yes, what we're going to do is we're going to try to explain what happens. What are these update types? What's a CU versus a PU versus a COD? And get that all explained. And then we'll talk about when you should be concerned about deploying these updates. And then we'll do, to quickly show you where to go find the latest list of the SharePoint updates so you can determine whether or not you are at the latest version or need to be at the latest version. So we're going to begin by looking at SharePoint update types. And you're going to see that we have about four of them. The first one is a COD, or critical on demand. And what this does for me, this is really provided by Microsoft, and it's specifically for a fix for a problem that I found. So I'm working in the field, and I find a problem. I report that to Microsoft. They come up with a fix for that problem only. Now, for this, in order for me to deploy that, it requires the CU, the cumulative update, which I'll introduce in just a few moments, that was used to create the COD. Microsoft will explain this to you, so you don't have to worry too much about that. The thing about a COD is that you don't install it unless Microsoft says, yeah, we've seen this before, here you go, here's the fix for you. So we don't just kind of fix this or roll the COD out unless we're told to by Microsoft. And the release dates for this, there's not one in specifically, it's not monthly or quarterly, it's on demand. It's like I said, I'm on the phone with Microsoft, I'm reporting this problem, they say, oh, we've seen that, here's a fix for you, a COD, go ahead and deploy this fix. So that's the one that we're most concerned with because it's going to address a specific problem. Now, the next type of update you may see is a public update. This is going to include not only security or not only fixes that have been reported, as we see here, but also this will contain our security fixes. So this is going to contain fixes that have been reported and any potential security fixes that have been identified. This requires, in order for me to just install it, the latest or the supported service pack. So it says the oldest, but it's the latest supported service pack. So if there's a service pack 1 and service pack 2 out there, you want to make sure you have the service pack 2 installed. When do I install this one? I only install it after I've evaluated it in a non-production environment, and I see there's no disruption to my production world, and then I'll go ahead and deploy that. Now, how often do I see these? Roughly once a month, and you don't necessarily need to deploy these, but if you're seeing behavior that this particular public update addresses, then go ahead and add it. But if you're not seeing any behavior after looking at what the fixes are involved or included in the PU, then I would wait off on it until a future release where you might need a fix or a cumulative update is going to be our next category.
Okay.
So let's take a look at our CUs, cumulative update. These, as you can see, require all the previous CUs and PUs be available. It includes all those, excuse me. So if I have a cumulative update for November, any cumulative update for SharePoint is going to be included. Any previous one will be included, as well as any of those security fixes that were in any of the previous PUs. It requires the most recent supported service pack. It also, this is one of those deals where you're going to evaluate in a non-production environment first. If it looks like it's something that's going to be beneficial for you, you'll then deploy that out in your production environment. These are normally released about every month. Okay, that just recently changed to be a monthly release. They're about every other month. Now it's about every month. So you can keep an eye on these and determine if there's something within the CU, which means it contains all the PUs and the CODs previously. From the previous month to see if there's something that you need to address. If you do, then you apply that. And again, this is about a monthly process for that to take place. The last type is what we're most familiar with, and that's a service pack. The service pack contains all CUs, PUs, SPs, and any new fixes, and potentially this is where you're going to find new functionality. So service packs not only include fixes, but you may also, they may decide to include some additional functionality. Like in previous previous version of SharePoint, this is where they introduced the recycle bin for the sites that were that we have deleted. So that was released actually not in a new version of SharePoint, but a service pack that was released of SharePoint. So this includes not only fixes that were included, but also new functionality. There's no prerequisites for applying a service pack. Well, there's one. Make sure you have SharePoint 2013 running. That's the only prerequisite, but that's it. And this is another deal. Evaluate. Don't just throw this out in production because it's been released. Not too long ago, there was a service pack that was released. It had to be retracted and it had to be redeployed. So make sure you test this in a test environment before you deploy that to production. This has no specific release cycle, so we don't know when it's going to be coming out. We normally get some rumblings that they're going to be released in well in advance, but there's no the quarterly, monthly, yearly schedule for a release of a cumulative of a service pack, excuse me. So we don't have to kind of monitor the release of those guys. And this here is an example of a slide that you'll see, or that actually we're going to visit the site here. But most of them have a KB article associated with them. So just be familiar, and this is where you're going to go in. You're going to view this information to understand what fixes are included in that release. So if it's a cumulative update, there might be a CU or a KB article associated with that, or a service pack, there's a KB article associated with that. You can review that to see if there's anything in there that you're experiencing that you need to resolve, and that'll be your decision as to whether or not you want to deploy that. Well, let's take a look at this site that's going to allow me to keep an eyeball peeled on these releases that are coming out. So we're going to go out here, and you're going to see here that we have SharePoint 2013 build numbers and CUs. And if I scroll down just a tad here, it's going to give me information in this table here that talks about the entire release cycle for SharePoint 2013. And the very last one, if I scroll to the bottom, was November of 2014. These are the build numbers. You can actually go in through Central Admin, for instance, and go into your updates, and you're gonna see these build numbers. So if you ever, like, what version am I running or what build am I running, they all have a build number associated with them. So you can determine that through Central Admin to determine, I can't remember if I deployed the November 2014 CU. Well, you'll have the correct build number through Central Admin. So this is the site, again, I would suggest that you mark up here and go out and check that out and make sure you keep that for future reference.
And in fact, one of those things, and that's a great little table showing you all the build numbers and everything else, is you can actually get a real quick overview of how things sit inside of your environment just by going into Central Administration, go into System Settings, and then you'll notice on Manage Servers in this farm, and give this a moment here to come up, this will actually tell you the state of all the servers in your farm, nice. Which can be very helpful when you're deploying out an update. You'll notice actually that I've got a couple little upgrade required on my little test environment here. But this will actually show you kind of the state of all of the servers that you have.
Nice.
And in my case, of course, you'll notice it's actually telling me, hey, look, you know, you need to go in and do a little bit of work, which I could at that point go in and take a look at. But it's a very nice little screen that you can go in and take a look at just to see how things look on your farm.
Excellent. All right. All right, so with that said, we've talked through the different update types. Don't panic and hit the panic button and install everything immediately. Make sure it's something that's applicable to your environment. And when we do that, we want to make sure that we also check out that site that contains that information about that table of the different CUs and PUs and service packs that were released, and make sure you keep an eyeball on that so you know if you have the latest and greatest. And then Christopher was kind enough to show you a way to test to see if there's anything you need to do on your farm. And with that said, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some troubleshooting and optimization best practices with SharePoint Server 2013.
Sounds fantastic.